there's something in the way she moves. That's why the wave calls my name. That seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I've been feeling down and blue, troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now almost all the time. If I'm around, you can tell she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time, and I feel fine. Every now and then, things I lean on to lose their meaning. Find myself as grass and land when we go. She has a part of more, no one else can find me. And silently remind me of happiness and the times that I know. I guess I just got to know them. She thinks of where she's been. To me, the words are nice the way they sound. I like to give them this same way. Doesn't much matter what they mean. She says them mostly just to calm me down. Thank you.
Thank you. this is a song about a place I grew up. This is down on Copper Line. this is a Buddy Holly tune that we like to do pretty much every day.
Thank you. Thank you.
is called The Wicked. It opened and ran for 5 days. Richard Schwartz was the author, and of course he had written Pippin and Godspell already, and was to go on to write Wicked, so he's definitely had his share of home runs, but he struck out this time. But it had some great songs in it, and it was a collaboration between a number of different songwriters. Book by Studs Terkel was a series of interviews with people about their jobs, about their work, and it's a great book. And I chose for my chapter a woman who works in a shoe manufacturing plant in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Use my body.
Blues Brothers. Please welcome Mr. Blue Greeny. Blue Greeny.
Forgive me, Father, Mother, God, Almighty.
Nice group. So one more go around. woman, sir. Scum for you. It's time for a cowboy lullaby, and now we're going to play a song I wrote for my nephew. I guess I've probably told him the story already. I was abroad for 2 years, and never sounds right now. I was overseas for 2 years. Yeah, that's it. I was overseas for 2 years. When I came home, my brother Alex, my older brother, had a kid, and I was, you know, delighted and appalled. I asked him, you know, what are you going to name him? He said, well, James, we've named him after you.
I can't hear.
So I decided to go down to North Carolina and set eyes on a little varmint, say hello to him, and see what he was going to be my namesake. On the way down, and I kept thinking of what sort of song would be appropriate for a little male, little boy child like this. It had to be a cowboy lullaby, you know, or a sleepy little buckaroo kind of thing.
There's a young cowboy living on the range. Horses got grown, there is only companion. He works in the suburb and he sleeps in the canyon. He's waiting for summer, his pastures to change. Yes, and as the moon rises, he sits by his fire. Thinking about women and glasses and beer. Pours in his eyes as the doggies retire. He sings out a song which is soft but it's clear, just as if maybe someone could hear. He says goodnight, all you
playing the accordion, which I realized can be traumatic to see the accordion pop out like that. You know, it's a frightening moment. But ladies and gentlemen, a great piano player, mostly known in the jazz world for his own compositions and recordings, it's Larry Golding on the piano.
Thank you.
Friend.
See?
kind of music.
Thank you. Turn your head around. Hours and hours and time.
you, sir. Appreciate that. This is a song that Carole King wrote with Jerry Goffin for the Drifters back in, I think, like 59 or 60.
When the song world starts to get in me down, and people are just too much for me to be. I'll cry my way to the top of the stairs, and all I care is just right in this way.
Album out there right now. If you want to hear more, it's Arnold McCullough. Santiago de Cuba. He travels the world and is world-renowned as a master of Latin percussion, Luis Conte.
Way down here, Thank you.
from Scotland and probably like 300 or 400 years old. It's a song about the summertime.